Maine's Chief Justice Lee Sauffle says the state needs more alternatives to incarceration if the state wants to stem the tide of drug prosecutions clogging courtrooms. Speaking to the legislature in her State of the Judiciary address, Sauffle said the state needs more treatment programs and drug-free housing options to put addicts on the road to recovery. A.J. Higgins has more.
Like the overdose deaths that have risen exponentially in recent years, Chief Justice Lee Sauffle says the same is true for drug prosecutions.
Rough numbers from our imperfect database tell us that the convictions just for scheduled W drugs, that includes opiates and heroin, have gone from over 1,300 in the year 2013 to 1,500 in 2014, up to almost 1,800 last year.
But instead of using her State of the Judiciary address to make a plea for more judges, Sauffle is asking for more state funding to offer diversion programs for certain drug offenders with addictions. And she said treatment has to be a major component of that process, along with new housing options for adult and juvenile offenders that will keep them from slipping back into addiction. Sauffle also said she supported sentencing alternatives to jail for addicts, including ankle bracelets that would permit electronic monitoring of offenders by case managers. But she said prosecution alone will not serve as a catalyst for rebuilding lives.
We can't incarcerate our way out of this problem. We know across the country that just going with incarceration for these kinds of issues will do nothing to help society return to health.
With additional funding for court facility upgrades and two more judges provided by the legislature, Sauffle said that Maine's court system is moving forward in its ability to handle the increased number of drug prosecutions.
The real issue that the judges are confronted with every single day is what to do about a person in front of that judge who is grappling with addiction.
The Chief Justice is taking a holistic, proactive approach and not just focusing on the criminality of the issue.
Representative Barry Hobbins, a Saco Democrat who is the House Chair of the Legislature's Judiciary Committee, joined the members of both parties on his panel in praising Sauffle's ability to zero in on the underlying issues that many addicted Mainers face as they negotiate the state's criminal justice system after being charged with a drug-related offense. He was joined by the panel's Republican Senate Chair, David Burns of Whiting, who said he appreciated the Chief Justice's belief that Maine could reduce its rates of drug abuse.
The Chief Justice talked a lot today about rehabilitation, which is extremely important. The AG talked about enforcement this morning, and of course the governor's talked about everything. So I thought she was right on point this morning.
Sauffle urged lawmakers not to be discouraged by the rising numbers of drug abuse in the state, saying that Mainers have always found a way to collaborate when Maine people need solutions. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.